Hey, what's going on, gang? I hope you all are enjoying this episode. I wanted to take a quick moment to go ahead and shout out one of our new sponsors, and then we can get right back to leveling up. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? I know when I first started off, I had a lot of questions like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps so people can listen? Better yet, how do I get paid from my podcast? And the answer to every single one of those questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now, reading this ad. I've been able to build my brand and make connections with celebrities, entrepreneurs, and influencers across the world and obtain a top 20 business podcast. So if you ever wanted to start a podcast and make money from doing it, simply go to anchor.fm/start and join me and the rest of the community as we grow our brands. You can connect with me on there at Level Up Daily as I'll be giving away all my secrets to becoming a top 20 business podcast. Now let's get back to leveling up.
Are you ready?
Level Up Daily,
the hottest podcast for self-growth.
With interviews from the hottest celebrities.
Cola, level me up. Cola, level me up, yeah.
Now, your host, DeAndre Evans.
Cola, level me up. Cola, level me up, yeah.
It's time to level up.
Now level up.
Yo, what's up, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning. And shout out for those tuning in for the first time. It's Level Up Daily, and if you don't know, it's Monday, right? It's Labor Day, so we definitely got to be on the ground. We got a lot of stuff to do. Hopefully, everyone is feeling well, feeling energetic. You know, I'm definitely excited, especially for today, considering the fact that I have a very special guest for you all. You know, I'm always bringing a talent. Oh, she already laughed, so I can't even, you know, I can't even really, like, tell if it's a guy or girl or not. So anyway, you got it already. You got a sneak peek of things. I got a very special guest. She is an internationally renowned yoga instructor who, you know, students include the beginning yogi and also skilled celebrities. She's been, you know, sponsored by many big brands and is passionate about helping adults and teens, you know, feel more relaxed and confident in their lives. I mean, she speaks and engages on topics related to stress relief, relaxation, and even self-esteem. And today she is here to share with us some excellent information about the practice of yoga. So I have the one and only Melinda Thompson on the show. What's up, Mel? How are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
Hey, we good. We good to go. I you had spoiled it a little bit, but I guess, you know, we're good. They was like, oh, we already know who it is. It's a woman. But no, I'm glad everything is going good. I know we touched base earlier about everything. So just wanted to know, are you ready to do a little stretching? You ready to talk about some yoga?
Yes, absolutely.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Now, you know, I've been knowing you for a while now, to be honest, right? I know we met out in L.A. in Hollywood Hills. It was the Runyon Canyon area.
Yes.
And, you know, those who don't know who's tuning in, because, you know, this audience ranged from, like, from the U.S. over to Australia, to Paris, like, we're all over the place. So those who don't know exactly where that's at or what that is, it's basically, you know, a huge park, right, that has, you know, some incredible views of L.A. I mean, you can spot the famous Hollywood sign from up there. And, you know, it's basically a trail that takes about an hour, right? takes about an hour to accomplish both north and south. And it's extremely hot, especially in April. It's ridiculous. But it's a very popular place, you know, hiking and walking. And it's a trail for running. And, you know, during that time, just to give our backstory and how we met a little bit for those tuning in, you know, during that time, I was actually out there visiting my brother for the first time. And we decided to, you know, go visit that spot because I wanted to be a tourist and shit, right?
Of course.
And you know, as we were out there for not even 10 minutes, I was like dying of dehydration. And I was like, yo, we need water. But as you know, like the water fountain there is like a half mile away from like spot to spot. So I'm like, man, let's just relax on this hill. Let's chill for a second, right? And that's where I noticed you. You was up there, you know, doing your thing. And at first, I thought you was like a mirage because I was kind of like hallucinating a little bit. I was hot, dehydrated.
And oh, my God.
And I noticed, you know, you up there killing shit. Like, you was doing like a one-handed handstand, like arcing your back and legs over your head all while just recording on IG Live. I was like, no way. Like, this is not true. Not in this type of weather, right? So I had to make sure you was real and I wasn't tripping. And I ran up over to you and I started messing with your IG live, right? And, you know, ever since then, we just became cool, considering the fact that, you know, afterwards you told me you was from Detroit, too. So it just made it even better. Like, it was perfect.
So cool. I love that. Like, it's so crazy. Runyon Canyon, like, you end up connecting with so many people. And, like, you realize that, like, literally this world is small. Like, smaller than you think. And
exactly.
Everyone's connected. Like, I've met so many people from Michigan, from Ohio, like, from, you know, Chicago, like. You just, like, meet all these, like, Midwesterners, like, out here, like, killing it, you know? Like,
exactly.
People go there, and, like, they kill it.
Man, the vibes Brian out there are perfect, too.
Yeah.
And it's excellent. It sounds like we got a helicopter in the background. See,
okay,
you know?
Literally, there's always choppers and airplanes in L.A.
Yeah.
I live, like, near the airport, so.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, that's convenient. You just land in there.
Yeah.
And take off.
Sorry about that, guys.
No, you're good. You're good. They're probably like, oh, wow, this is so real.
I'm like, so, I'm out here in LA.
Right,
you guys have got to see this picture I took of my friend Abby. She's my roommate.
Oh, yeah.
We were, like, taking pictures on the top of Wisdom Tree, this new hike I'm obsessed with.
Yeah.
It's, like, it's by Runyon Canyon, but there's, like, an American flag at the top. And we were taking pictures of, like, each other. Mm-hmm. And a chopper just, like, flies over, no joke, like, so close to, like, the flag and, like, her head, like, it's in the shot, like,
wow,
she's just, like, smiling. There's a chopper above her, like,
that's insane. That's so dope.
I know.
We definitely
so cool.
Gonna have to check that out for sure,
right? But,
I know. I look, we all over the place. Look, we just want to talk about everything, right? So, you know, let's dive into it, right?
Yeah.
And because I know a lot of people tuning in like, oh, okay, this is gonna be cool. I can tell the vibes are already right. And you know, usually during the opening part of my interviews, when I have either celebrities and influencers like yourself on, I just allow my guests just, you know, to open up and, you know, share the story on, you know, how they got to where they are and the process behind it. So if you don't mind, like, tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, your backstory and how you got started in the industry.
Okay, so I am from Detroit, like he already mentioned.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, from Detroit. I am in LA. I've been here for about 9 months now. And it's actually pretty insane. Like, so I'm a yoga teacher. Sorry, I'm like kind of all over the place, but I'm a yoga teacher and I started doing yoga about 6 years ago. But about 6 years ago, I was like so lost, like, you know, didn't have that self-love. Like, I was like doing things like just to make money, like wasn't actually doing them with my passion, but mm-hmm. I like finally found yoga. And in the last like 2 years, I like really dove deep into like yoga and like have like made it my living. Like I live and breathe yoga. And like ever since, like the universe keeps on sending me like all these amazing opportunities. And like, it's like insane. Like when you put yourself out there and you just like tell like the universe, like I'm ready, like for anything, like, mm-hmm. just like so many amazing things have happened, like miracles, like magic.
Right. Right.
So that's like a little bit about myself, and I get to live it every day here in LA and notice it more and more every day.
Nice. Nice. So, you know, you diving into yoga and really taking it seriously, like, you know, what really like pushed you and inspired you to do it outside of any trials and tribulations? And, you know, what was that main focus and inspiration behind it?
Well, so my first yoga class was in was in Aspen, Colorado on a ski trip. Mm-hmm. And it was like right when I started like my healthy lifestyle and like, you know, when I first started getting into the gym, it was like after I stopped cheering, because I used to cheer like for 10 years.
Nice.
And so I did Midwest Explosion. So it was like an all-star team.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. But anyways, so I found yoga and I knew like at that moment at that, like on that ski trip, like just like seeing the mountains and like how I felt like in Shavasana, like at the very end, like I knew that was like going to change my life. Mm-hmm. And, but it took me like about 4 years to actually like really go into it, like spiritually. So that was like about 2 years ago. I finally like, and like, just like seeing the changes, like that's what really like made me like make it my life.
Right. Nice. That's so dope. I mean, yoga, like, I know, honestly, I tried yoga probably, like, 2 months ago.
Right.
And I was just like, yo, they was like, you just relax, breathe in through your nose, out through your mouth, right? Sit up straight. And I'm like, okay, like, I got some of it.
Right.
But then again, some of the stars, it started to get a little challenging. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm about to just follow my gut instead of following the chakra that you're talking about and go home.
Right.
But No. That's dope, though. I definitely commend you for it. Just, you know, being open and allowing that opportunity to flow, you know, and take advantage of opportunities, especially in L.A. I mean, it's a lot of opportunity out there. And I know you mentioned, you know, you was cheerleading back, you know, back in the day. And I know recently we talked about a few things regarding, you know, like your clientele and what you really do outside the box here. Like, you know, and I know your students range from like the beginning, you know, Yoji and, you know, to the celebrities. Like, what are some, you know, some people that you work with that, you know, find this opportunity interesting and, you know, it was definitely a first time for you?
So I ended up like manifesting or attracting professional athletes.
Nice.
So it's like really inspiring because like when I first became a yoga teacher, like my very first clients like instantly were professional athletes on Detroit Lions team.
Wow.
So I like worked with a few players on the Detroit Lions, on the Pistons, and then also like some college athletes. But it's like it's been really inspiring to see like these like grown men, you know, like they're putting in their work day by day, you know, in the weight room, like in their like game, like in football and basketball. And like for the real ones that really want to do their best and like be their best.
Yeah.
Like, they came to me for that. And it's been really inspiring to see like them like getting more into their meditation practice in like their flexibility. So they become better athletes.
Nice. So, nice. And that's all because of basically yoga. Right.
This technique.
Because how many types of yoga do you teach? Like, is it a certain number? Or is it just a certain, you know, area that you just specify in or?
So every single student of mine, I have them do a full body scan and I have them tell me what they want to work on.
Yeah.
And so I really teach specifically to their needs. But so I was actually trained through Johnny Kest in Detroit, called Detroit's Original Vinyasa.
Nice.
So my main like passion is Vinyasa yoga. But I also go back to the roots and it's called Ashtanga and Yin. And that's like the longer holding poses and like really like, you know, the sun salutations, like the foundation of yoga. And then also meditation. And I also teach, acro yoga as well
for gotcha.
Like yeah it's
nice.
More of like for like more of like the relaxing kind of type when I teach, not like the crazy like acrobatic stuff, but more of the the yin kind of like opening up the hips like so it's very good for connection as well.
Got you because I know yoga just dates back to what, like over 5,000 years, like this has been around forever. And honestly I'm starting to see like a more like a popular trend, you know, within the last couple of months here, probably over the last year, to be honest, where a lot of people are getting into yoga. And I'm finding it very interesting. And I like it because, you know, you make that connection. You're able to, you know, like meditate. I'm seeing a lot of people do affirmations and meditation now, and they're really starting to find themselves in their chi, which is great. You know, always support whatever, you know, that's going to help someone get to the next level and what they want. And I just feel like it's a great outlet, especially what's going on now. And I just want to know exactly like your take on the meditation part. Like, how important is meditation to your personal yoga practice?
Oh my gosh. I can't even like explain like how important and like powerful meditation is.
Mm-hmm.
Like those of you who are like chiming in on this or will listen to this eventually, like, if I can tell anyone anything, like meditation is what your main focus should be for yoga. So for me, it's like, it's wild. I've been doing yoga for 6 years and I didn't actually get into real meditation. Like I didn't actually sit down and learn to meditate until just last year, like last summer. So the last year of my life has been absolutely insanely like magical because of meditation and because like it just like reminds you that yoga isn't about the physical. It really is about like the inside, like you having that love for yourself and like coming back to your breath and knowing that outside like egos, like
everything
that's going on outside of like yourself, like doesn't matter. You know, it's society like making you stressed. You know, so when you learn to meditate, you know that, like, no matter what, you can always be back in that special, meditative state. You can go back into that anytime you want. You can just literally lock yourself in a room and meditate and feel that peace that sometimes the world takes from you.
Nice. Exactly. Exactly. And now how often do you meditate? Do you meditate like in the morning, throughout the day, at night? Like when is the convenient time?
So I make sure to meditate at least a minimum of 20 minutes every single day. But I'm not going to lie, I'm not perfect, you know. but I find myself doing it in any moment I can throughout the day. Even if it's just for like 30 seconds, for 5 minutes, I'll just like try to just breathe in the moment, you know. And just because like sometimes we get so lost in like trying to like think about the next thing.
Yeah.
And like what's coming up next, like, oh my god, I have to be like home for a podcast, or I have to you know like train this client or be in a meeting, like, but instead of like thinking about the, you know, what's coming next, like just like being able to close your eyes or just keep your eyes open and just breathe, that right there is meditating. So that's like what I recommend for people to do, like if they're like just starting out their meditation practice.
Right. Like no noise, just you isolated in the room somewhere or just somewhere peaceful.
Even in nature. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Got you. Absolutely. Well, guys, definitely take note of that, because I'm going to be meditating after this, because I think it's about to be ready to rain here. So I think this is like the perfect time to be, you know, a yogi right now. and just relax. But that's awesome though. So now I'm thinking along the lines, because basically you answered it in a sense in a combination of things, because my next question is really revolving, you know, whether or not yoga is more mental or physical. And I think you went more towards the mental in this state, right? Because over time, you know, it begins to be, you know, a game of, you know, staying focused and consistent and trying to, you know, maintain that energy. And I feel like that's so important. Like energy is everything, right? And
absolutely.
I know we talked about, you know, law of attraction. You talked about, you know, affirmation, like stuff like that is definitely all in the mind. And I feel like that definitely plays a role. So, you know, in terms of, you know, that, what would you consider, you know, the greatest health benefit of doing yoga?
The greatest health benefit? Let's see. Honestly, I mean, I could like list everything, but honestly, it's like a full package of like anything that you could ever need. Mm-hmm. Like yoga will give you better digestion, it will give you better, like, you'll lose your anxiety, like that right there is like health, you know. If so many people have anxiety, like yoga, like that can help you like get better, like get more or like not like rely on like medicine if you take it, you know what I mean. But I would say like digestion and just like having like a regular, like a healthy balance, like, and more love for like food and just like all around makes you a healthier person.
Right. Now, do you pay attention to like exactly what you're intaking as far as like what you're eating when you're doing yoga? Like, should you stick to like certain diets, or can you be flexible? Can you have some cheat days? Like, you know, what's the realm of that?
So what I've found with yoga is it actually like if you notice, a lot of yogis and like people who do yoga, they always are, like, most of them are like vegan or like vegetarian. Like you'll notice a trend, like most of them are like that, and you think, oh, is it just like this, you know, this fad or something? But honestly, it's because when you do, like, I go to yoga every morning, so like, or I'll do yoga every morning, and when I do it, and say I eat, like, if I eat meat or if I eat like dairy or anything, like, you know, like things that aren't really good for me, or like chips or something, I feel it when I'm doing yoga. And like, you don't want to feel that. You don't want to feel gross. Like, I love feeling, like, when I'm stretching, I love to feel good, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it's all about. So, like, that's why I eat mostly vegan, because, like, I know that when I, like, do yoga, or even when I work out or, like, run, I just have, my mind is clearer. And, like, I feel like I have so much more love for my body, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
And like, I don't like to feel heavy. And so that's, like, why, like, you'll see that people will start to become vegetarian or vegan, because they realize that all this other food, they're eating too much, or, you know, it's, like, clouding their minds.
Yeah. So it takes away. Everybody just need to start doing yoga.
I know. It's like...
Everybody just get the placemats. Just get on the floor. Let's do it. Like, come on. Get the chakras and everything flow. Let's go.
Yeah,
like...
it will change the world. If everyone did yoga in the world, we would have no war.
Uh-oh.
Like, people don't understand that.
Yeah. We're going to have to touch up on it. So, I mean, we're going to have to talk about that probably in another podcast. That's probably going to be like an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
But, I mean, so now, you know, taking in the concept of what we should be doing, what we should be eating and looking out for, like, what advice, because basically just all advice wrapped into one, what advice would you, you know, recommend to people who never even tried yoga? What would you have them do?
I would have them, I found people that I, like, wanted to be like. Like,
yeah.
So for my instance, like, it was, like, when Instagram started getting kind of big, like, that's when I started, like, following all of these, like, inspiring humans who did yoga. And I would, like, see, like, what they were doing and, like, what studios they were going to and, like, what kind of yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, even, like, YouTube videos. Like, I would put on YouTube videos and I started learning, like, the basics before I actually, like, started going to a studio.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, if I were to tell myself before, like, I should have just, like, went right to a studio, though, because I kind of had fear was making me, like, not step into the studio.
Mm.
So I would say, like, lose the fear and just know that, like, the yoga community is going to welcome you in, like, with open arms. Like, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid and don't say to yourself, like, don't give yourself excuses saying, oh, I'm not flexible and, oh, I can't do that. Like, look at this girl over here. Like, she's, like, so flexible. But it's not about the physical. It's not about the flexibility. It's literally about the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So just, like, jump into it and just, like, be consistent.
Right. Be committed to being committed to yourself.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
It is, like, about committing to yourself.
Absolutely. Definitely. Yeah. I'm definitely going to retry yoga then. Cause like I said, in the beginning, I was like, nope, not doing it. But
right,
just having, you know, having this clarity and having this information is definitely, you know, informative and useful that I can now take back and try it again. Like, oh, okay. Well, like she said, cause I was looking at people, you know, who was out there, obviously like pros, just killing shit like you were doing handstands and, you know, flexing everywhere. I was just like, oh yeah, I can't do that. But, you know, it's just all about the mindset and knowing, like you said, it's all mental. So I definitely reconsider that for sure. And anybody out there that's, you know, tried it and trying to, like, you know, try it again, a little skeptical, just go back out there in a clear mind state and try it over, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Gotcha. And as a yoga instructor, because I know times probably get challenging, it's probably difficult sometimes, right? You got clients over here, you got to do your own thing, you got a whole, you know, format going on. Like, first off, let me flip it around. What do you find rewarding, you know, first being a yoga instructor?
I find the most part, like the most rewarding thing of me, like, teaching yoga is just, like, literally changing someone's life. Like, there's not been one yoga, like, private session I've done with someone that they haven't, like, opened their eyes at the end and, like, had the biggest grin on their face. And every single person has, like, hugged me after,
nice,
like, saying thank you. Like, even if I've worked with them, like, 40 times, like, they still, like, every single time, like, you can see that it's changing, like, it's, like, changing their life, and it's just so beautiful.
Right, to have that feeling, that rewarding feeling of seeing someone else winning, you know, and learning something that you're so passionate about. Yeah, I definitely agree. It's so rewarding. That's definitely so rewarding.
It is so rewarding.
And on the flip side of that, like, because I know it can be rewarding and at the same time it can be challenging for, you know, both an instructor, whether you're, you know, you're a teacher, you know, a yoga instructor, whatever the case may be, you know, on both ends. Now, what challenges have you faced as a yoga instructor and how did you get over it or get through it?
So I've always been, like, really hard on myself. Like, I always, like, want to do my absolute best
in
everything I do.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, in the beginning, I would always, like, kind of had a little, like, judgment of myself. I'm like, oh, did I give that my all? Or, like, I hope that they, like, really enjoyed this. As, like, I wanted to give everything to them, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But then I had to, like, tell myself, like, wait, no, like, I'm great, like, the way I am, no matter what. Like, every single day, like, I'm teaching it, you know? And it's, like, there's no need to, like, judge myself. Like,
right.
I know that, like, I did my best. I know I'm going to do my best every time. There's no need to, like, think about if I did, you know.
Right. Putting your best foot forward no matter what.
Yeah.
Exactly. I got you. And that's so refreshing too. Like, I think a lot of people really learn more through their challenges than, you know, than progressing as easily along the way. Right.
Yeah.
Like you're able to take more from a challenge and, you know, apply it. And if it's not personally to your life, then maybe someone else, you know, whether it's your students or family and friends. Right.
Yeah.
That's so beneficial on all ends. I definitely agree with that. And when it comes to, you know, those challenges or those rewards, you know, there always comes qualities, right? And for a beginner who's looking to dive into yoga and really know the ins and outs and what to do and how to be the best them possible, like, what top qualities should someone look for in a yoga instructor and studio?
So I would say definitely, if you walk in, like, there's a lot, like, especially in LA, mm-hmm. or, like, you know, busier places, like, maybe, like, New York or, like, you know, those places.
Yeah.
I feel like some studios and some teachers have an ego. You know, they're like, oh, I'm the best. Or, like, it's all about, like, what you look like. And I've run into that. And it's, like, really sad because, like, people mm-hmm. like me and, like, the people who, like, the yoga people that I surround myself with, like, mm-hmm. we're all about the love and the light and, like, the passion of yoga, you know. Mm-hmm. So just, if you right. walk into a studio or if you take a teacher that, you know, you didn't get that good vibe from, like, you feel like they've got stuff going on in their life, like, mm-hmm. don't think that everyone's like that. Just try a different teacher or try a different studio.
Got you. So look out for the egos. We got an ego problem at the door.
Yeah.
Run the opposite way. If there's some shit at the door, don't mess with it.
Yeah, that's not everyone, you know? And
yeah.
It's sad to see, you know, because yoga is not about that. It's supposed right. to be the opposite.
Right, because you'll think, you know, this peace, calm, relaxing, tranquility, like, those are words and things that I think about when I think of yoga, period. Right,
yeah.
So ego wouldn't even be, like, the first one, but since, you know, since it happens, and, you know, things happen regardless, but it's definitely good to be aware of those traits.
Yeah.
Definitely. And along with just the qualities looking out for instructors, okay, we got ego, we got, you know, other different qualities, like, personally, you know, those looking to, you know, avoid certain tragics or injuries, you know, inside of being yogi, right?
Yeah.
You're right there,
yogi. I love the way you were saying it. Yogi.
Yogi, right?
Yogi.
There's a lot of emphasis on there, right? That's the correct term for it. So basically, right, with that, like, what tips can you offer for avoiding injuries? Because I feel like some people who get in, they might, you know, see a YouTube video or they see somebody on TV or their best friends and they end up hurting themselves, right? Like, what is the best way or best advice, I should say, avoiding injuries and getting the best health benefits out of it?
I would say always listen to your body and mm-hmm. always start slower. Like, really make sure that you warm up. Like,
yeah.
That's why in, like, traditional yoga classes, they teach, like, the sun salutations, like, the easy, like, inhale, hands to the sky, exhale, yeah. like, forward fold, you know, inhale, halfway lift, to really, like, start to work your spine, mm-hmm. like, exhale, like, step back and, like, lower slowly, like, go through the sun salutations of, like, the up dog, down dog,
mm-hmm.
and, like, really start to get into your breath first, so that way you can, like, make sure you take a full body scan and, like, don't push yourself, you don't, like, if you see someone doing something, like, crazy, like, make sure that you take it slow and you try it, but, like, don't push your, like, make sure to just know, like, your limits.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Got you. And I know we can go on and on about yoga. Like, I'm all in now. Like, I'm getting really
right.
interested about this. But I know you got an appointment and stuff coming up soon. I know I don't have you for very long, right? Which is always, like, a downside. I'm like, man, I can't keep these people on here for more than, you know, 40, 50 minutes. Got lives.
You
stuff
can
to
keep
attend
me
to.
As long as you want.
All right.
I'm loving this. You know, I love yoga, so I can talk about it for hours.
I got you. Yeah, and we can go for hours and hours too. But, you know, just to be cordial, because I know, like, you personally told me you got stuff to do, but we can definitely do, like, a chapter two. But
yeah.
In regards to, you know, overall, just being a yoga instructor and, you know, going through the trials and tribulations that you have and also seeing the successes that you had along with the challenges, like, what advice would you give to someone who was looking to pursue exactly what you do?
I would say throw your fear out the door mm-hmm. and literally just get rid of fear and just fucking do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I came from Michigan and, like, I like instantly had like all these like awesome clients, you know, professional athletes. Like people were like, what the hell? Like, how did you get these people? You know?
Yeah.
And I knew it was law of attraction. I knew it was because I was destined for great things.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I had an opportunity out here in LA and I just took it. I just came, you know, I'm like being able to teach yoga out here. And like, I'm actually, I haven't really told the world this or told like, you know, my followers or anything, but I'm about to like be traveling the country, doing acro yoga, like arabesque performances.
Nice.
And like, that's like my, like the chapter of my life that's coming up and that's what I've been like working for. And
mm-hmm.
like, I threw the fear out the door. Like, you know, I'm given these opportunities and I'm taking them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you want to do like what I'm doing, if you want to travel, if you want to live a happy, healthy life, like just do it and just don't listen to what people say. Like I had people say like, what are you doing? Like, you're just moving to California. You don't have like a plan.
Yeah.
Like, I was just like, no, but I know I'm going to do great. So yeah.
That's so deep and powerful. And I know like we, like throughout this whole podcast, I just got the whole vibe, right? And just talking about law of attraction and just now you just clarifying it, adding validation to it is just basically stepping out on faith, right?
Yeah.
Fuck the fear. Just let's do this. If you want it, you can make it happen, but you got to be committed, you know, to yourself, right?
Exactly.
And really believing in your passion and what you really want to do. Because at the end of the day, I see a lot of people, you know, out here running in circles, you know, and they don't know. They're following the trends. They're trying to keep up, you know, with the celebrities and be like certain people. But I think ultimately your success comes from, you know, like you say, taking a step out on faith and fucking fear over, like, forget that, get that out the way.
Yeah.
And not only that, but really just staying true to who you are and being who you are and not trying to pretend to be someone else.
Absolutely. I literally have chills right now because I know like that is why I'm where I'm at.
Like, right. Exactly. And it's so amazing, especially when you get to live in those moments, like you're living it. You remember like those days when you used to probably dream about it and you was working towards it. And now when you have it, it's so refreshing because it's yes. like, wow, it's like this really happened. Like I wrote this goal down, you know, years ago where I had a vision board or I did this and that. And to see it come to fruition is so like breathtaking. It's mind boggling, too, to see how powerful law of attraction really is.
It is so powerful.
Right. And so many people, I don't think they really get the concept behind it, because, I mean, let's be real. And I know I'm going off on a tangent, but honestly, a lot of people, you know, they steer off and they think, and they listen to celebrities, listen to their favorite influences or whatever, and they're like, you know, stay committed, you know, do this and do that. And in their mind, they're like, yeah, dude, that's cool. Or yeah, girl, I got you, whatever. But if you really took time to write down your goals, whether it's every day, every night, or this once a month, whatever it is,
yeah,
and you really hone in on those goals and you focus in every single day and you stay committed to it, you will accomplish a little under 50% of every single goal you listed. So let's say you did a total of, you know, 10 goals for the month of September. And right. And you wrote down, you, mm-hmm. I want to go travel the world. I want to do this. I want to work with this celebrity. And you really start to hone in on those goals. Your subconscious mind will actually start to work towards it without you even knowing it. Right.
Absolutely.
And that's so deep and so powerful. Like, I don't think people really get that. And that's where I think a lot of your success came from as well. Like you set a goal, you set a vision, you say, hey, forget Detroit. I'm going to LA, even though LA is way better than Detroit, but right. I'm going to LA, going to go be great, hang out, right? And do my thing out there. And people are like, wait, are you sure? And you're like, yeah, I'm committed. Like you saw a vision before anyone else. And I think that's the most important thing is having a vision and holding on to it and not letting people deter you from that.
Absolutely. Like that's like something like I cannot stress enough to like everyone who's like asking me what I did and how I did it. Like literally I just wrote it down. I manifested it. I knew I wanted to be somewhere like where I'm accepted and like where there's opportunities, like endless opportunities, and I just did it. Like I'm not saying you have to come to LA to do that.
But,
like,
right.
You just have to know, like you just write it down, you visualize it, you put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll happen no matter right. where you are.
And that's the main thing, the work part. Like you can have all the faith, but if you don't execute, it's not gonna happen.
Absolutely.
It's just not gonna happen. You gotta put in the work. So I definitely commend you for everything that you've done. Like I just watched you grow for the past couple months since we just been knowing each other, right? Aww. Just been associated. And I'm like, man, she's really making some shit happen. Like I'm happy for you, like from afar.
Yeah.
And I was like, I definitely want to, you know, send out that positive vibe and wish you the best personally. And I know a lot of people tuning in probably wishing and want to, you know, connect with you as well. So, like I said, I don't want to hold you, but, you know, for those listening, tuning in, whether it's your followers, my followers, anything like that, like, what's the best way to reach you, whether it's, you know, social media handles, you got a website or anything like that, for those who want to work with you personally and ask you questions regarding yoga?
So the biggest way, like the only like social media thing that I use right now is Instagram. Mm-hmm. My Instagram is Melspirations. Mm-hmm. It's like inspirations, but with Mel in the beginning.
Yeah. Perfect. Perfect. So I'll make sure I tag that down below in the comments, guys. So you can have that.
And follow me, because I'll be like, might be coming to your city.
Exactly.
Also, I'm like working on like a couple different websites right now, and I'm trying to share my like just like my daily like routine, and like I'll be like putting out on YouTube. I'm starting a YouTube finally, like after all these years.
Yeah.
I actually like just yesterday started recording. I'm going to be recording every single day, like a guided meditation, mm-hmm. and like my workout, which usually my workout is like yoga infused. Mm-hmm. So I'll be like posting like a 30-day challenge of like my stuff, and like, I'm making an ebook. So that's kind of like what I'm working on too. So I'll like keep you updated on Instagram if you follow me.
You
can keep updated on there.
Gotcha. And again, guys, I'm going to make sure I put down all her contact information, you know, Instagram and all, and best way to reach out to her, whether it's email as well. But definitely wanted to, you know, have that option out there, because I know I have a lot of women followers, to be honest, right?
Cool.
And they all tune in and they love, you know, the podcast and these sessions, and just to give that outlet to have, you know, not only an opportunity to work with someone as great as you, but just to learn, you know, how to become one in a sense of really mentally preparing yourself moving forward, and how to really like cultivate those ideas that they have and execute, especially considering your story and how you got started. So I know I got some yogis out there that want to tune in and get connected with you. So I'm going to make sure I do that on all ends and make sure we're all connected together here.
Yes, ladies, like all I spread is women empowerment. Like that's all I want to do. Like we are so fucking powerful. Like girls
true.
Are so,
true.
Women don't realize like it is like this new, like, you know, this new time where we have power. We are literally equal as men, and sometimes even more powerful.
Like, yeah, I think so. I absolutely agree. You're definitely more, I would say more powerful.
Yes.
So much more, like, it's ridiculous. And I'm seeing it myself. I'm like, yo, y'all out here winning. And I like that.
We out here doing shit.
Right, getting shit done. That's what it's about.
Yes.
But again, I just want to say thank you so much for personally just taking the time out of your day to hop on a podcast and share insight on, you know, yoga overall, and also telling us your story and how you got started. And again, we just want to say thank you here from the Level Up Daily Podcast. And we greatly appreciate you for coming onto the show.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me.
Absolutely. So until next time, guys, definitely stay tuned. I got a lot more celebrities and influencers coming onto the station. And today we just have the one and only, of course, Melinda Thompson on, talking about professional yoga. Come on, let's go. So with that being said, until next time, guys, much love, peace, and blessings.
Bye.
Level up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
let's go! And that's the podcast.
But I'm so sad. We have to get on again, because I loved those bonus questions.
This is where it kicks in. I always do it.
This is where it kicks in. Okay.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to add that in the bloopers. That's funny.
don't stop.
Yeah.
No, I'm still going.
Exactly. Who is someone you always wanted to work with?
I would say, okay, so recently I've been watching a lot more of more like motivational speeches, and like my favorite right now is Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, man.
So I'd say I really want to work with him, because all you do, he's very inspirational. He talks about like, you know, showing up and never looking back. It would like make my world if I taught him yoga.
The Rock, if you listen to this right now.
Right,
if you're
the
listening
Rock,
somehow,
I'm
some way,
oh
shape,
God.
And form. Like, I don't know, but if you are, we got to get you on the podcast, and we definitely got to connect you with Miss Thompson. I mean, she's incredible. I mean, come on, you listen to the podcast, right? So we definitely got to make that happen. Now, Who was the last person you text?
Personal.
Let me
see here. Actually, okay. My friend followed the booty, Shannon Marconi.
Yeah.
We just hiked this morning, but we're talking about the photo shoot that's coming up later today. We're shooting in Santa Monica.
Nice.
So she's like, I'm coming through soon.
Right. So. Yeah. Basically, with that name, I mean, you gotta follow. I mean,
yeah, follow that booty.
Now, what was your favorite place you ever traveled to?
I'll have to say, I just like thought about this. Like, my favorite place I've traveled to is like honestly like inside me, like my heart, my soul. Like I literally travel to my soul like every single day, and like that's my favorite place.
Gotcha. That's deep. That's deep. I like that.
I'm like, okay, I can't choose anything, but you know, I love like being with myself. Like, no matter where I am, like that's where what feels good. That's why I can't choose one place, because I'm at like my favorite place is like inside. Like, so every single place.
That's a true Yoji answer right there.
Right.
Nice. All right, speed round. Last three. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, quick. One answer questions. Ready? Let's go. Ready?
Okay.
What do you do in your free time?
Okay. I live and breathe yoga and movement. I dance. Like, I go out. Okay, so I actually don't drink. I do smoke weed, not gonna lie. It's legal here, so I'm like all about it.
Yeah.
But I love dancing. I love being with people. I love socializing. I love meeting people. Mm-hmm. Hiking is like my most like recent like love that I've found. Mm-hmm. I've hiked 5 times in the last week. Like sunrise, like 5-6 a.m.
Nice. Nice. You know, this is supposed to be a one answer question. You just went off for a whole 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry.
No. I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you. All right. No. Describe yourself using one word.
Happy.
Very simple yet true. Mm-hmm. All right. If a movie was made about your life, right, who would you want to play it? Tricky.
Okay. I don't think anyone can play my role. I think I'm the only person that can play my role.
Mm-hmm. All right, cool. So that's the answer, huh? No one.
Yeah.
No one but you.
No one but me.
Hey.
Not the real world, baby.
Nice.